Hi friends. So I am going to share with you guys a little bit of personal information here in the next few minutes. I've got an update for you about what's going on with our family here at Storytime with Philip and Mommy. And it's got some kind of grown-up stuff in it. And it might be a little confusing for some small ears, but I'm just throwing that out at you. If you want to skip this, it takes me about 3 minutes to say all the things I need to say. If you want to skip the next 3 minutes, you can go right into the story. Otherwise, thank you for listening. Okay, hello friends. Mommy here. And I wanted to give you guys an update so you know what's going on here with Storytime. We're going to be playing a few stories from our catalog. We're going to pull some of our greatest hits for you. So you're going to have some repeat stories here for a few days. And I am so sorry. We like to give new stories every day, but we've had some difficulties in the past week. And I'll just quickly, briefly tell you about that. We had, Philip started not feeling well, and we took him to the hospital and did a brain scan, and they found that there was a tumor in his brain, and we were very, very, very blessed that we were in a hospital that had a great neurosurgeon, and he was going to get in there and get that surgery taken care of, and now Philip is resting, and we are very hopeful, and until we know exactly what's going on here, we are going to be not trying to push him sitting up or thinking or anything like that. So we're just going to not do a bunch of brand new stories for a while, but we hope to get back on our feet here very soon and be able to continue our journey through literature. And if you want to know more about what's going on, you can pop into our Instagram, and there's some links there that will share more information and ways you can help if you are feeling like that's something you want to do. And for those of you who have reached out and have been kind, I am so grateful. I am so thankful for the sweet, sweet things that you have all said, and your encouragement and your support and the love that we have felt, Philip and I. This has been a very hard journey for us. And we are grateful for the family, the Storytime with Philip and Mommy family. And I am grateful for all of you. And so stick with us, and we will we'll be back at it again as soon as the doctors say that's okay. All right. Thanks, friends. Okay. So today we are reading a book called Can you say it? I'll say it. Bluey, the pool. And it was written by the people who write the Bluey stories, because it says the book is based on the TV series Bluey. And they haven't given us a specific author to give credit to, so we'll just say thank you to all of the people who write Bluey. And we'll tell our friends it's on Disney Plus if you want to watch it. We really liked it. And then we will say it's read today by Mommy. And a boy who sits next to me, who today has no name. Or maybe is that your name? The sound effect? This is the sound of a slinky. And so that is his name. Today, his name is the sound of a slinky. There it is. crunchy, crunchy, crunchy.
And Slinky Expert. I can show you how you use a Slinky.
That's true. So
we
maybe
can slink down the stairs if it's little, like my old one.
So today, the story is read by Mommy and the Slinky Expert. Here we go. It's a hot summer's day, and Bluey wants to know what the family is going to do. Nothing until you've cleaned your teeth, says Mum, but Bluey doesn't want to. Boring things are... Oh, she says, that's boring, and she's kind of not interested. And her mom says to her, boring things are important too, says Mom. Bluey thinks that if boring things were important, then they'd be more fun. That's a good point. Dad bursts in. Let's go for a swim in Uncle Stripe's pool, yells Dad. Yeah!
Punchy sling,
cry the girls. Don't forget the swim stuff, calls Mum. But Bluey, Bingo, and Dad are already rushing out the door and into the car. Mum is such a fusspot. She always makes us do boring things, says Bluey. She does, says Dad. When they get to Uncle Stripe's, Bluey leaps down onto the footpath. It's hot. Bluey and Bingo don't have their sandals. Ow, owie, ow, ow, owie, ow.
Ow, owie, ow, ow, ow.
So Dad ends up carrying them. I'm a giraffe, says Bingo, because she's on top of her dad's head. And she does kind of look like maybe she might be a giraffe. With that long, tall neck. Then it's time for Bluey and Bingo to put on their rashies and sunscreen, but Dad's forgotten them. Oh, biscuits. We'll just have to stay in the shady bit, and we'll put our hats on, says Dad. What hats? Asks Bluey. Oh no, they've forgotten their hats too. Gracious. Bluey does a cannonball into the pool. This is going to be fun. Bingo wants to jump in too.
Dad, can I have my floaties?
She asks.
Sorry, Squirt, I didn't bring them,
says Dad. Bingo's not sure about that crawly thing either. So, in the picture, we can see that there is a thing. It kind of is going along, and it's got a long hose, and it's got sort of a starfish-looking bottom to it. And do you know what it is?
What?
It's a pool cleaner. It's going along, sucking up all the goo that gets in the bottom of swimming pools from the trees and stuff. But Bingo doesn't like that. But she's stuck. She can't go out into the middle of the pool because she doesn't have her floaties. Bluey wants to swim all the way to the other end of the pool, but she can't go into the sunny bit.
You've got no sunscreen on, reminds Dad.
Dad, is the shady bit going to get bigger or smaller?
Asks Bluey.
Ah, bigger for sure, says Dad. Smaller, says Dad.
The pool doesn't seem that much fun anymore. Because, so the swimming pool, friends who don't have the book, the swimming pool is a shape. It is the shape of a...
triangle.
Are you sure? Look at it again.
A rectangle.
There you go. Four sides. A rectangle. And when they started to swim, the shady part of the swimming pool was a large part of the swimming pool, but the sun is moving, right? And so the shade is becoming smaller and smaller and smaller and smaller. And now, instead of most of the rectangle being shaded, only just the steps by the front of the swimming pool are shaded, and all the rest of it is in the sun. And if you don't have your sunscreen on,
Well, you could get a sunburn. And now here the girls come.
Dad, I'm bored. Dad, I'm cold. Dad, I'm freezing. Dad, I'm hungry. Dad, I'm starving. Dad.
Oh, they're just bombarding him with questions. Do you know what that means, to bombard? Yeah. It means they're peppering him with questions. They're like shooting off little questions like bombs.
Like this. Furrow questions. Bam, bam, bam.
Yes.
Dad.
All right. Okay. Can everyone stop saying dad? Says dad.
I actually think dad is actually boring and mom is way more fun, declares Bluey. A warm voice floats into the pool area.
Oh, now that's nice to hear, says mom. I brought all the swim stuff you left behind.
Mom!
The girls are running over to her.
Mom even remembered to bring morning tea.
After they've eaten, Mom helps Bluey put on some sunscreen, and then Dad helps Bingo with her floaties.
So, boring things are important sometimes, then? Asks Mom.
Yes,
agrees Bluey. Goggles mean Bluey can play torpedo, and floaties mean Bingo can escape from the crawly thing. And sinkies take you to the very bottom of the pool.
So let's describe this to our friends. If you put goggles over your eyes, it means that you can see well under the water. You don't have to have goggles on to see under the water, but sometimes it helps. And floaties keep you up on the top of the water floating, so you can move around the water a little bit easier. And what are sinkies? Do you see in the picture what sinkies are?
The little round things.
Mm-hmm. They're rings. And you drop them to the bottom of the swimming pool, and then you can go and pick them back up again.
And at the bottom of the pool, you can see all sorts of things when you look up. And there she is, and she sees her mom and dad. Bluey's in the bottom of the pool, and she's looking up, and she sees her mom and her dad. And it is a wonderful thing, friends, to go to the swimming pool when you have everything you need to have fun. Wouldn't you say so, Slinky Master? Yeah, well, we are in the middle of winter here, so we do not get to go to the swimming pool right now. But our friends who are in Australia, who are listening, they are in the middle of their winter, or their summer. So they will appreciate this story. And with it, we will say...
The end!
The end!
And if you want to hear the sound of Slinky, you know where I am.
Yep.